Well, I think that it's a great time for these guys to get a break. We've gone through three padded days in a row. They've worked hard, and of course, the collective bargaining agreement says we have to give them a day off. But I do want you, everybody know they would have gotten a day off anyways. We've been in line with that well before the collective bargaining agreement. But I thought that they worked extremely hard. We did situations today like we did yesterday, did some goal line and short yardage. So we did some of our specialty plays and our specialty packages.
So players are off tomorrow. Insight as to what the coaches will be doing tomorrow.
Coaches will be here tomorrow. We'll start a little bit later than we normally do. We'll be here about 8 o'clock. We've got a lot of work to do in terms of catching up on some film, because everything that these guys do out here are filmed. We'll have a little evaluation meeting in terms of evaluating what these guys have done, plus and minuses through the first 6 days. So it's just a non-practice day for for the coaches. We'll be in meetings tomorrow.
Coach Julio had a great season last year. We all saw. What's the next step for him to get even better?
Well, Julio has had, in my mind, two really good seasons, and we anticipate that there'll be a maturation process where he'll continue to grow. When you're at the level that he's at, who knows how high the ceiling is? But it's his third year. He and Matt have been together. We've got a lot of weapons, and a lot of it's going to depend on how people try to defend us, and that can change week to week. And I think that's a fun thing for not only Julio, but it's a fun thing for our offensive staff and our offensive players.
He got the Pro Bowl berth and the accolades. He's got a commercial and everything. Do you look at him for signs of complacency, or do you?
He's one of the hardest working guys on our football team. When we were doing our due diligence and evaluating him in the draft process, we heard nothing but great things. Obviously, the move that we made to acquire Julio tells us what we think about him on all levels.
You and Brian Banks, coaches and player, all admitted his learning curve was going to be awfully steep when he came in here. After a few days, what have you observed about him?
Randy's retaining a lot more. Again, this is really his third time of hearing it, so he's getting more comfortable. And Brian's working his tail off. He's a very resilient man. We all know what his story is all about, and he's a very resilient guy. And if anybody can do it and hang in there, I think Brian's the guy that could do it.
Does he fill those slots?
No, it just so I don't believe it's a way that we go and say this is what we're trying to do. We've been very fortunate with our depth at wide receiver, and we've had some guys that have been able to step in. And 1, 2, and 3 are usually pretty set. 4 and 5, and if you carry 6, those are the guys that are going to come out and compete. And we've had some guys that have come in here that have been undrafted and have won the job. And I think it says a lot about not only our draft philosophy and what we do, but it also says that our scouts do a great job in evaluating free agents. We've had a number of free agents in the 5 years that we've been here that have contributed and helped us win a lot of football games.